Welcome to the Educause Review Online podcast. I'm Jerry Bain. To find more Educause Review Online podcasts, videos, interviews, and more, visit www.educause.edu/ERO. Cable Green is Director of Global Learning for Creative Commons. In that position, he leads the education projects for Creative Commons and works with the global open community to leverage open licensing, open content, open policies, and works to improve access to quality, affordable education. He recently spoke with Lindsay Matz about open education resources and open policy.
As the Director of Global Learning at Creative Commons, you've been tasked with setting strategic direction and priorities to build a global movement that will enable robust and vibrant practices and policies for free sharing of education and learning assets. Could you talk about some of the strategies you've been working on?
I certainly can. We've been doing several things. Probably the most important thing that I'm working on right now would be called open policy. And the basic idea is that when public funds are used to produce something, in this case educational materials, that they're freely and openly available. So let me be clear about what I mean by that. Let's say that the U.S. federal government gives out a grant through the National Science Foundation, for example, and it's public taxpayer money that is the funds that are making up that grant, and they go to a particular university. This public policy would say, because you took public funds, whatever you produce, the data, the research, the textbooks, the courses, the program, whatever it is you built, that you need to not only share it at no cost, but there needs to be an open Creative Commons license on that thing. And the reason that the license is so important is that somebody else might want to reuse that and have the legal rights to do so. They might want to revise it, meaning change it in some way. They might want to remix it, so take some of this and some of that program over there and make something new. And then they might want to redistribute it and share it forward with somebody else. And so the idea of open policy is being really tested right now in a big way in the Department of Labor TACT grant. The idea there is that there's $2 billion available to community colleges in the form of grants for building new programs to help people that are out of work due to outsourcing, international outsourcing, and or, as we all know, we're in a very difficult economic position right now, and a lot of people are out of work, and a lot of those folks go to community colleges. So the important thing about this grant from an open policy standpoint is that the Creative Commons attribution license is a requirement of the grant. So if you take that public funds, you agree to share everything you produce. So that's one thing we're working on, and not just in the United States. This is happening globally. And in fact, the United States is not out in front on this one. Brazil right now has legislation working its way through its legislative process, a very broad open policy that one of the things it says is that if you're paid by the Brazilian government, the things that you produce will have an open license on them. The country of Poland is working on open licensing policy, et cetera. So this is a very interesting thing that's going on because you can imagine as educators, we are very interested in getting our hands on the tens of billions of dollars of educational resources that are produced. Two more things that we're doing real quick. One is to try to make search and discovery of open educational resources easier than it is today. So we're working with the three big search engines, with Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and their schema.org project. And we're running something called the Learning Resource Metadata Initiative, or LRMI. So if you go to CC/LRMI, just type that into Google, it'll take you right to it. And the idea there is to come up with some very simple education metadata so that people can tag their educational resources and have them easily found. And one of the reasons Creative Commons and the open community is so excited about this opportunity is we're looking forward to being able to both tag by license and search by license. So if what you're looking for is the ability to get something that's not only no cost, but also that you have the legal rights to modify and make it better, it's important to be able to search by that. And then we are working with education vendors to have them incorporate Creative Commons licensing into the creation process. So Blackboard made a big announcement. As you are working on your Blackboard course, there's now a button that says, I'd like to share my course. and you'll share it under a Creative Commons license. And not only will the license be attached to the course, but they've got open technical formats. They've got a common course cartridge export so that somebody who doesn't use Blackboard somewhere else in the world can also ingest your course and use it. So those are just a few of the things we're working on.
So what do you think the keys are for ensuring that the OER effort is successful and has an impact on student learning?
So I think one of the big issues here is sustainability. Oftentimes people will say, well, how are we going to afford that? That was a nice project, what you did with the Open Course Library, but come on, you spent $1.5 million building those courses. The economy's down. Who's going to pay to keep that up to date? And so I think what's really important about thinking properly about sustainability is how you frame it. So if you frame it that way, if you say it was a pilot project and it was this one-off thing and now we're going to get back to the way that we just do things, then yeah, it's going to fail, right? Nobody's going to keep funding that thing. If, on the other hand, you think about it the way we did in Washington State, which was to say we didn't talk about the Open Course Library like it was some big OER project. We said, redesigning the highest enrolled courses for the Washington Community Technical Colleges and the 500,000 students that we serve is a good idea. It's a good idea to update the curriculum, to make it current. It's a good idea to bring in expert resources from other places in the world that have great resources. It's a good idea to leverage technologies to help people learn in new ways. And we would do that even if open educational resources didn't exist. And not only would we build it, but it would make sense to maintain it in our core budget. So if it's part of your core activities, then kind of by definition, sustainability is not an issue. As long as you exist and you're a learning institution, you should be building and maintaining high quality learning resources. If you're not doing that, frankly, you shouldn't be an educational institution. So we said, look, this is just part of what we're supposed to be doing. By the way, we are going to throw a Creative Commons attribution license on all of our courses because of two big reasons. One, we believe that part of teaching is sharing, and we frankly believe that this content is not what, it doesn't give our educational institutions a competitive advantage. Content is commodity. You can get it anywhere. More and more people are giving it away. And so we're going to go ahead and share as well to add to the commons. But most importantly, we're going to share because we're selfish. So we believe that if we put a Creative Commons license on it, somebody out there in the world who's smarter than us is going to find errors in our courses. And because there's an open license on it, odds are they'll fix those errors before they use it. And just maybe, and this actually happened a couple months ago, I was in Brazil and I was meeting with the community colleges and they said, what are you up to? And I said, well, we got this open course library and it's got a Creative Commons license on it and it's all yours if you'd like it. And they said, really? We can have it? And I said, absolutely. And they said, great, we're going to take it, do a quality review of it, update it to meet our needs, our local needs, and we're going to translate it into Portuguese. And I said, that's interesting. Would you be willing to give us back a copy of the updated courses in Portuguese? And they said, absolutely, and in English as well. And so by sharing, you're able to leverage this global labor force of people who have common needs and are willing to contribute at no cost, and we yield tremendous benefits in the process. So I think that's the biggest challenge, but it's also the easiest thing to solve if we simply think about it in the right way.
Cable Green, Global Learning Director for Creative Commons.